Welcome to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening on this 4th of July, thank you for making this show part of your day. I am excited to be back and I am fired up. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but it's been a very eventful couple of weeks for me personally as I have been off the airwaves, but I am back on this 4th of July and I couldn't be more fired up to do the show today. Listen, we got a lot to talk about and a lot to get into, especially in the world of the NFL and as well as Major League Baseball, some NHL discussion and so forth, and as well as some discussion about the NBA as well as in his attempt to return back to the court. But I want to start off by quickly saying that, you know, I've missed all of you. I have missed the audience and I have missed talking to every single one of you. And over the course of the next hour, we're going to have an opportunity to talk about some of the things that has been going on with me personally as I've been off the airwaves for the last couple of weeks. You can call in, leave a voice message at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I have been off the airwaves the last couple of weeks due to having suffered an anxiety attack a couple of weeks ago. And to be frank with you, it definitely took a lot out of me. It was something I've never went through before. And for those who have reached out to me on social media, on Facebook, text message, phone call, I just want to say thank you so much for your heartfelt messages and your support through all of this. It's been nothing less than absolutely amazing and heartwarming. I appreciate it greatly. And with that being said, I can't start the show without talking about the biggest news of the week. Yes, the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots went out and did something that I didn't foresee coming. In fact, I had a conversation with my brother a few months ago. And this is before Tom Brady decided to leave New England. And he brought up an interesting idea that I didn't think it would be a good fit or a good idea at the time. And he was really emphatic about it. And the idea was that Cam Newton should sign with the New England Patriots. It would be the perfect fit. And I was like, no. I don't see it happening. I don't see how this could be a good fit system-wise. I'm not so sure about this. Well, what do you know? What do you know? On the evening of June 28th, the news breaks that Cam Newton has signed a one-year deal with the New England Patriots. And you want to know what's crazy about this? Is that the number one thing that really has stood out to me about the signing is that this is an absolute win-win situation. No matter how you want to slice it and dice it and so forth, this is a win-win situation for the New England Patriots. Here's the part that's amazing to me. You have the fans that are saying that, well, his character, well, this, well, that. But people can change. And it seems like people forget that you have had players who weren't of the highest characters and so forth come to the team. Randy Moss in 07 may remind you and turn out to be quite fine. But this is different. This is different because, one, you let the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady walk out the door. You let him go. He decided not to come back and so forth. Whoever gets the blame, don't care, past it, doesn't matter at this point. But what does matter is that you bring in a guy who has won an MVP, has taken a team to a Super Bowl, and as talented of a quarterback as there has been in this league within the last decade. And he's got a lot to prove. If you're the New England Patriots, what more can you possibly ask for? Let's start off with this very, very point here. Number one, his one-year deal from a financial standpoint is incentive-laden. And that when you look at the contract and the detail of the contract, and you see that, this is a contract that actually works. The Patriots didn't have a whole lot of money to play with. And then on top of that, this is a deal that ends up being a win-win situation. It works out fine. If it doesn't, there is no big cap hit. And that's something that I think it needs to be addressed as well. For all of those that were concerned about the Patriots' salary cap, how much were they going to be able to allocate to the quarterback position and improving the receiving core and the skill position and so forth? This is the kind of deal, financially, that will end up paying dividends if it all works out. And the best part about it is that the more you really think about it, how can you, as a Patriots fan, honestly sit here in good conscience and say, well, I don't know about this deal. This deal isn't going to work. I don't know about Cam Newton. He's a selfish guy. All of those things are not necessarily true. But the fact of the matter is, you talk about just pure talent. Come on. You can't sit here and tell me that you want the Patriots to be able to continue to compete. And again, you don't know what you have in Jarrett Stidham, but you're bringing a guy who is really motivated to show that he still has a lot left and that the Carolina Panthers did in fact make a mistake in letting him go. What more can you ask for? I don't know. Start starting up with the financial aspect. And I started talking about the second part, which is the motivation factor. You cannot sit here as an NFL fan, as a knowledgeable fan who listens to the show, sit here and tell me that Bill Belichick is not as motivated as ever to win without Brady. Listen, we're talking about the greatest coach of all time, period. Whether you hate him or love him, doesn't matter. He is the greatest of all time. And you talk about eyeballs being on New England already this season because Brady isn't there anymore. What's the team going to do? Is this team suddenly going to fall off a cliff? Those questions are fair and legitimate. However, what I think is also fair and legitimate is for a head coach and a coach who has done nothing but win since arriving in New England to go out and get the best quarterback available that's going to give this team an opportunity. And what do you know? Cam Newton happens to be available. He's available, and the Patriots bring him in on a, what? On a premium? Basically, buy low, high reward. What more can you ask for? And I'm going to also add another point to this as well. This other point here, and it's something I want all of you to really honestly think about. Think about this for a moment. If Cam Newton actually works out and plays close to the level, to the MVP level that he played in 2015, and he's only 31 years old, ladies and gentlemen, you may very possibly may have your quarterback for the next 2 years. Let Stidham develop. If he's not ready, or if he doesn't win the starting job, let him develop. And Cam Newton is your perfect safety net. I don't see how this is a lose-lose situation or this is a bad signing. Patriot fans, and this is specifically those who have been negative Willie about this. Oh, I don't like the signing. I don't, you know, making fun of his hairdo at press conference and all the outfits that he wears to the press conference and so forth. That's irrelevant. Are you more concerned about that or are you more concerned about what he can do for you on the field? Because let's be honest. This is a guy that's going to come in if he stays healthy. Because again, talent has never been the issue with Cam Newton. Never. If he's healthy, he will perform. And his numbers have proven that. Year in, year out. You go back and you look at the numbers. Even between 2016 on, and these are four injury plagued seasons, Cam Newton has absolutely put up numbers prior to those seasons. During those seasons, 2016, 17, 18, 19, he played two games before he had to sit out due to injury. He's been able to perform, and he's shown that. So, Patriot fans, let's be honest about something. You bringing Cam Newton into a situation that is absolutely perfect. Number one, no one said that Jarrett Stidham was outright going to get the job going into training camp. This reinforces the idea that Bill Belichick does not hand out starting jobs. You have to earn it. And this is perfect. If Stidham is to win the job, it means that he really outplayed Cam Newton and he earned it. If Cam Newton wins the job, it yet again reinforces the very idea and the very take that I've made on this segment that Cam Newton is very highly motivated. What more can you ask for a guy that's going to come in and lay on the cross and die on the cross, so to speak, the same way, if not even better than what he did in Carolina? This is a win-win situation. And then the best part about it is this. Belichick, you talk about a man who absolutely yet again proves this man leaves no stone unturned. What more can you possibly ask for? He took a flyer on a guy that has been banged up and that he's seen up close and personal as to why he is one of the most dangerous quarterbacks in the NFL, both with his arm and his leg. And you bring him into this offense? Come on. I want you to envision this for a moment. Envision this for me. Cam Newton. He's coming here on a one-year deal. He passes the physical. And he's paired up with Bill Belichick. Tom Brady is gone. He has nothing left in New England. The dynasty is over. He's not going to break the all-time NFL wins record that's held by Don Shula. All that goes out the window. You have a motivated quarterback and a motivated coach. New England, do yourself a favor. Hop on the train right now and recognize that this is an opportunity that could pay massive dividends. And if it doesn't work out with Cam Newton, you still got Jared Stidham, who could very well be the quarterback of the future for the New England Patriots. Let's be 100% honest about that. But I want to go back on a point that I made a few minutes ago, and I mentioned about if Stidham were to win the job, that means that he really earned the opportunity to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. I want to point out that, after all, this is only going to help him. Because let's face it, you going into training camp with Stidham and Brian Hoyer, I mean, that's your best, that's it? That's all you had to bring to the table? Come on. So Belichick, by bringing in Cam Newton, really elevates the competition. And then on top of that, you look at the AFC landscape, especially including the AFC East. How can you honestly sit here and tell me, and how can you say to anyone else, that this move alone does not put the Patriots back in the elite class in the AFC? Should Cam Newton stay healthy and win the job? Come on. Let's look at the AFC East, for example. You're looking up and down the division right now. The New York Jets, Sam Darnold. You don't know what the Jets are going to do in terms of Sam Darnold. And the fact that we're going into what year would it be for Sam Darnold on playing in the NFL? Anybody want to tell me? Year three? This is an important year for Sam Darnold. And it hasn't necessarily gone well in New York, including with Le'Veon Bell in the backfield. Talk about a mishandling of talent. There it is. Blame Adam Gase. Miami. You got Brian Flores, who is up and coming. Like him as a head coach. Miss him for his impact that he made here in New England. But you go out and you draft a guy in Tua Tagovailoa, pardon me if I mispronounce his name. You don't know what he has or what he's going to be able to do at the NFL level. Listen, I like Tua a lot in terms of what he can do, but he's an unproven piece. And you don't know how long it will take for him to develop. That remains to be seen. Unknown factor. Let's look at Buffalo. Buffalo, prior to the move of bringing Cam Newton, had a legitimate chance to contend and fight for the division. They still do, in a way. you know, with Josh Allen under the center, and as well as the defense that they have in Buffalo. And you look at what Sean McDermott is doing up there and building the program in Buffalo, you still got to put respect on Buffalo's name. I know, Bills Mafia, ha ha, hee hee, and so forth. But when you look at the roster, Buffalo is not to be laughed at or not to be taken lightly at all in this division. They're still a playoff team. And I think they will be again in 2020. But all in all, with all of that being said, I can't help but to say Cam Newton, Patriots, this puts them back in the elite class of teams in the AFC with Baltimore and Kansas City. Those two are right now the current class of the AFC, and rightfully so. Kansas City being the defending Super Bowl champions, Patrick Mahomes, Baltimore, the reigning NFL MVP with Lamar Jackson, and that offense, and the way that that John Harbaugh has curtailed the offense for the skill set for Lamar Jackson. What more can you possibly ask for? I don't think you can ask for anything more than this. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be an absolutely fascinating training camp to watch for who wins the starting job. And I look forward to see how it all plays out. But personally, this is a home run for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. If this works out, this may be one of the great signings that Bill Belichick has ever done in his 20 years here in New England. Only time will tell. Coming up next, Major League Baseball is back. 60-game schedule, and what does that mean for the Boston Red Sox? All of that and much more. Call the show. Leave a voice message at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Happy to be back with you. Happy 4th of July. Stay safe. Stay healthy. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tough Street Form Radio.
Crazy, loving you can get so lonely. just my type. Oh, oh, oh. If you want me, come and show me. Well, yeah, in my heart, I'm out my mind. Yeah, in my heart, I'm out my mind. My
look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Happy 4th of July to you, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your 4th of July, as I'm sure many of you are out and about barbecuing as well as spending time with your friends and family. I hope that you are making the most of it. It is gorgeous outside. And on top of that, I just want to share with you some special news in regard to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, many of you have heard me talk about this on social media, but I want to have the opportunity to use this time now to talk about this at length during this segment, and that is the one-year anniversary of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, July 6th was the first day and the first show on 91.5 FM WMFO. And although that date will fall on a Monday, and that's not when I'm on the airwaves, so I made the decision that the celebration of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO 1 year anniversary, it will be Saturday, July 11th. Now, that entire show will essentially be, you know, just reflecting on the 1 year. We'll talk about some sports, sure, but a lot of it will be celebrating the 1 year that being on the Boston radio airwaves, as well as, you know, looking back on some of the best moments and the best clips from the past year on the radio show. In fact, what I will do is that I will actually, you know, play back some clips from certain segments of certain shows, and you'll have an opportunity to actually look back on some of the most memorable moments of the show. Hey, who knows? Maybe, perhaps, and I do mean maybe, perhaps, there may be a couple of interviews if I can find it. I'm going to try my best to find any archives. No guarantees. But if I'm able to find some of the interviews that I've done in the past, maybe I can find a way to integrate it into the show as well for next week. But I will say that the July 11th, 2020, do not miss it. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford and streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be absolutely incredible. as a look back on the 1 year anniversary of the Sugar Ray show and the launch and all of the indelible moments that has happened over the course of the past year. And just stay tuned for it. That's next Saturday, July 11th, 5 p.m. sharp, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford and streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. So in continuation with the show, I want to talk about the Red Sox and as well as Major League Baseball, because the news broke while I was gone that Major League Baseball, in fact, is returning, or at least going to make a concerted effort to return. 60 games. 60-game season. And there's a lot of thoughts that I have about 60-game season, but I will say this. In a year that nothing normal has been the norm, I think it's important to also point out that 60 games emphasizes the importance of every single regular season game, where a single prolonged slump can, in fact, have a damaging effect on the team and as well as your team's chances of making the postseason. One thing I find most interesting about this and all, especially if it comes to the Red Sox, is there are people who will say that now the Red Sox have a chance to make the postseason and that the Red Sox, there's a chance. Now, I'm going to be completely honest to tell you this. The Red Sox have a chance, but there are concerns. There are legitimate concerns in terms of the Boston Red Sox in 2020. And I want to talk about some of those concerns. You can feel free to leave a voice message, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So let's start with the first one. Listen, I'm sure that we are talking about the offense. The offense itself doesn't concern me as much as the pitching. Now, the offense, I will say, is, although without Mookie Betts and so forth, but I think that you still got a lot of firepower in the lineup when you look at J.D. Martinez, you look at Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, and so forth. And I think that with those three alone can be enough to provide offense, especially for a Red Sox team that is now in year one, post-Mookie Betts, and so forth. Now, what you will get out of Jackie Bradley Jr., who knows at this point? He's shown you flashes of what he can do with the bat, but the problem is he has been a perennial 240 hitter, and I, for whatever reason, that Red Sox fans have a love affair for Jackie Bradley is beyond me. I don't get it. Maybe I'm just crazy in that regard, but he's a great defensive center fielder, no question, and he brings a premium glove out in center field. But the issue is the offense with him. So with that being said, the Red Sox still have household names on offense that I think can definitely bring a positive impact to the offense for the Red Sox. Now the pitching. That's a concern. Because if you look at the rotation right now, and be honest with yourself, does the rotation scream postseason? Well, what does the rotation look like? Eduardo Rodriguez, Martin Perez. Remember, Chris Sale is gone thanks to Tommy John, and you have no David Price. So, and then on top of that, who's your closer? What does the bullpen look like? And I think that in itself is going to be one of the key aspects that I think the Red Sox will need to seriously look at, and especially with manager Ron Renneke, he's going to have to really look at one of the things that is going to be a major concern for the Boston Red Sox in 2020, especially with the 60-game season, is the pitching staff, both the starters and the bullpens. And I think that it's imperative that we talk about the bullpen for the Red Sox, because last season it was one of the major issues that the Red Sox had. Now, with that being said, you do have Matt Barnes returning. You do have Ryan Brazier returning. And Nathan Eovaldi, he's also in your rotation as well, given as long as that he's not in the bullpen. And also, don't forget, Colin McHugh. And so, right now, your rotation looks like this. Martin Perez, Eduardo Rodriguez, Nathan Eovaldi, Colin McGew. And that's your top four. So you just don't know who is going to lock down the number four spot and so forth. And McGew is a swing man who I think the Red Sox did a good job in terms of bringing him aboard in 2020. He can start. He can pitch out of the bullpen. He's your valuable swing man that the Red Sox have absolutely, I feel, in more ways than one, lacked last season. But if you look at the bullpen and you ask who's going to close, are you comfortable giving the closer role to Matt Barnes or Ryan Brazier? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. So that's why I say that even going into the 2020 season with 60 games and so forth, but I do honestly wonder, are the Red Sox with the roster currently constructed, is it good enough to contend? Yes, it's a shortened season and so forth. And it is possible to catch lightning in a bottle. Very possible. But let's not be naive and say that the Red Sox are free without concerns or without fault and so forth. And I think that in itself is going to be fascinating to see how it all unfolds and whatnot. But especially the pitching is what concerns me the most. The offense, I feel comfortable with. I like what you have with Alex Verdugo, potentially. But don't forget Andrew Benintendi, as well as Kevin Pillar, who Kevin Pillar will be coming into the mix as well. So I definitely think it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes together and how Ron Renicki ends up, you know, like playing with the lineup, you know, tinkering with the lineup, see what works and so forth as the season progresses. But time will tell. Time will tell at this point. Coming up next, we're going to talk about why there is a concern for the NBA to return down in Orlando, especially with the rising numbers in coronavirus positive tests in the Sunshine State. That and much more coming up next on the Shuki Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shuki Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Street Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio.
Social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. As a reminder, in case if you ever miss any broadcast of the Shukri Wright Show, don't worry, you can find it on the podcast. And the podcast is available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. That's where you can find all archives, radio broadcast of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. As a reminder, it is broadcasted on Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. And also, while I'm also here as well, for those that just tuned in late or whatever the case may be, the one-year anniversary radio show for the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford will be Saturday, July 11th, 2020. It'll be Saturday, July 11th, 2020, and you will be able to hear it from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., same airwaves, 91.5 FM WMFO, streaming globally on WMFO.org and streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. So, as mentioned and as discussed earlier in the radio show, we will look back on some of the more memorable moments and clips and interviews from the past year on 91.5 FM WMFO on this radio show, and as well as just do some reflecting on what a journey it has been so far. And I got to tell you, you know, it doesn't feel like a year when you're having as much doing what you love. And I got to tell you, it's crazy just thinking about how in a year that has flown by, that so much has happened. Like, so much has happened both personally and as well as in the world around us. So it's going to be very fascinating to look back on the year that it has been. And there will be some moments that would be like, wow, oh my gosh. In a way, I kind of remember this now. And there will be moments where we're like, I kind of forgot about this, but I'm glad he brought this back and he was able to find it somewhere in the archives. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't miss it. 1 year anniversary radio show of the Shukri Wright Show to celebrate 1 year being on the Boston radio airwaves, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So with all of that being said, I want to talk about a concern that I have in terms of the NBA returning to Orlando especially with the rising numbers in the coronavirus cases and so forth. Now, I understand that the NBA, as well as other sports leagues, are attempting to come back to talk about bringing an important fabric of American society back, and that's sports. I understand it all and well. I want sports back more than anything else. And the thing that worries me, and when I look at Florida and the situation that's ongoing in terms of the pandemic and so forth, is how can I sit here in good conscience say that this is a good idea? And listen, Fred VanVleet of the Toronto Raptors came out and said that, look, the timing is terrible, especially with coronavirus and so forth, but we just have to trust that our hearts are in the right place and so forth. And I get all of that 100%. But this is not an indictment on the players. And I think it's imperative that we as people and as fans give players the respect that they deserve for choosing to opt out and not play in the bubble and so forth. Because frankly, there's a lot at stake. They're not just entertainers and just robots that are just performing just for your simplicity's sake of, oh, you're just there to entertain, just shut up and dribble. No, they are there and they're human beings. They have lives. They have wives, girlfriends, children, and so forth. But all of that being said, there's a lot that I think about in terms of the players returning. And look, the prospect of the NBA returning is fantastic. You know, you get to see some of your favorite stars like LeBron and as well as, you know, the Kemba Walkers and the Jason Tatums of the world and so forth, which is great, which is terrific. But the concern is this: we're not out of a pandemic. We're not out of it at all. We're still in the pandemic right now. And you're asking an awful lot of these players to come back to play the remainder of the regular season, whatever games that's left, and there's 8 games now that has been scheduled and so forth for the respective teams across the NBA to finish out the season before the NBA playoffs begin. So I do wonder wholeheartedly wonder how much will the impact of the coronavirus impact the player's decision to return to play and to come into the bubble and so forth, given that there are tremendous risk involved, but nothing is without risk. And it's true. But when you have people who are at risk or people who are susceptible to catching the virus and as a result may not be well off as someone else may be, there's a lot to weigh. And I really do think that it's something that the NBA needs to really seriously consider. I'm like, listen, early on, I was down for the idea. Absolutely. Let's go. Let's go for it. But if you look at the numbers down in Florida and you look at what's happening and just the surge and the second wave that they're in now, I really have to ask the NBA this simple question. At what point do you say this isn't safe? We cannot do this. Because in my book, I think we're already there at that point. It's amazing to me how the NBA has not come to this point just yet, but yet they feel safe that, you know, hey, the players are going to be in the bubble and so forth. We should be fine and so forth. Look, it sounds wonderful and dandy, but when you look at the bigger picture, there are questions to be asked and there are questions that needs to be answered. And frankly, I don't blame any of the players who choose to opt out, because listen, there's a lot at stake. Yes, you want a chance to win an NBA title. I get that 100%. But these aren't your normal typical times at all. If anything, these are the times in which that I can't help but to say, listen, in terms of the NBA, I want you back. Boston Celtics basketball, I want it back as a fan. Absolutely. But how much does it become too much when you continue to see the numbers steadily rise in Florida, and especially in Orlando, where the numbers are definitely very noticeably growing, and whatnot. So I wonder if the NBA is going to reach a point where they say, you know, maybe this isn't safe. Maybe they do, maybe they don't come to that point. But I do know this. You're going to be asking an awful lot of the NBA players to change their lifestyle like dramatically to come play in a bubble for an X amount of time. And especially if they can't be with their families, especially if they can't bring their families early on. That's something to also think about. And I thought about it and I say, that's a big sacrifice, but I'm sure some of the athletes are willing to make that sacrifice, but at what cost? That's the thing. At what cost is it going to take for the NBA to say, you know what? This is too much. We have to play it safe at this point. Maybe they do come to that point. Maybe they don't. But I do hope that Adam Silver, before all of this is said and done, really takes this very seriously and looks at it from a, not just from a business perspective, but from a perspective of lives that are at stake. Just because you're in a bubble doesn't mean that you are automatically immune and protected from the coronavirus. That's not reality right now. Yes, it diminishes the chances of one contracting it. Yes, absolutely. But it doesn't grant you full immunity and protection from it. So I just wonder, at what point does the NBA say, maybe this isn't a good idea? Maybe we're better off holding off for now. I get that the business side of it is definitely concerning in terms of the losses of millions and billions of dollars. But we're talking about human lives at stake. And that, to me, takes precedence over money. Money can be recouped and can be earned back. Human lives, when it's gone, there's no getting it back. And it's just something to think about. Coming up next, I want to offer final thoughts and give you my early reflection on what will be an unforgettable one-year anniversary of the Strictly Right Show. Coming up next Saturday, July 11th on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shuki Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, and streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tubbs Free Farm Radio. And as we are approaching the last few minutes of the show, I actually want to use these last few minutes to do a reflection as we prepare to go to next week's show on July 11th, which by now I've made the announcement that the Strictly Right's one-year anniversary celebratory show will be next Saturday, July 11th, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So the next few minutes, I'm just going to reflect back and just give a little bit of a preview as to what to expect for next week's show. And I want to first start off by saying that that it is absolutely mind-blowing that I have been now a radio broadcaster here in the Boston area, in the Boston market, for about a year now. And it is absolutely mind-boggling. Here we are on the 4th of July that so far this journey has been absolutely incredible and life-changing in more ways than one. But one thing that I will highlight in next week's show is the people who have impacted my life personally and professionally, who absolutely deserve the utmost praise in more ways than one. And one thing that I realized throughout all of this, especially within the past year, is that as so much has gone on, both personally and as well as professionally, one thing that I've learned for me is being able to find a middle ground and being able to find that consistent voice that is going to be strong-willed, passionate, authentic, and most importantly, unafraid to say what he is really thinking. And one of the best advice that I received when I first started doing my radio show a year ago was be yourself. Be yourself. And that advice is so important, is because oftentimes we are so focused on trying to be something that you're not, trying to appease or make a strong, good impression and whatnot. But yet, we oftentimes, because of it, lose our authenticity. And one of the things that I really wanted to make point of, especially when I first started doing the radio show, is being myself, finding who I am on the air. And it's been a journey. It didn't happen during the first radio show. It didn't happen in the second radio show. It happened through time, and it's a process. And especially when you're first starting out in radio, and one of the things that you learn about yourself is like what makes you tick, what makes you go, what gets you going, and most importantly, what really fuels your fire. And I think the biggest of all, find out your why. That's so important, where I feel we all need to have a why as to why do we do what we do. If you don't have a why, I really strongly advise you, figure out why you are passionate about what you do. Why am I passionate about radio? Why am I passionate about sports broadcasting? Why am I so passionate about what I do, knowing the difficulty that I had went through was going to be worthwhile? I'll explain all of that in next week's show, because there are some really good parts. And one of the things that I really wanted to make sure that I really drove home, and I'm just at a point now where I think next week's show, in more ways than one, is going to be an open, candid, honest conversation between myself, yours truly, and as well as the audience. And I think that in itself is paramount to me. When you talk about people really trusting you, getting to know who you really are, and I think it's absolutely so important that people get that opportunity. And part of that 1 year anniversary radio show next week is going to give the audience that opportunity to see a raw, unadulterated version of myself, while as well as celebrating the 1 year that I've been on their airwaves at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. But the story of the journey in itself is something that is absolutely worth telling. And I am going to tell that story. And I hope that all of you are looking forward to it as much as I am. And I hope all of you are excited as to what is to come. Happy 4th of July. Hope you're enjoying those hot dogs, burgers, whatever else you may be throwing on the grill today. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. If you have fireworks in your locale, enjoy it as well. I'll talk to you guys again next week. This is the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright signing out, and have a happy and safe 4th of July. Take care, everybody.